part in.
Wow.
And what we've been able to do today. It's been a fairly long-winded process. It's taken us 8 years.
That's special.
But he's been enormous in all that.
Well, I stand corrected.
Well, that's,
it seems like you were a big part of the win.
Well, to hear Chris Fagan finally give me the acknowledgement I deserve. Mm. It's a very special moment listening back to that.
Weird he never mentions you by name. But besides that, I think it's pretty obvious that you're a big part of it.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Let's go!
Hi, we're Coldplay. We'd like to start off by just giving something away.
Tomorrow, we take more winners than ever before.
It's 10 Minute Tuesday. Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10, we give you a shot at an entire row of Coldplay tickets every 10 minutes.
It's exciting and it's cool and it is different and I think it makes us feel quite alive.
From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 101.1.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with Medmate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo this weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bron, Chief Vet at RSPCA Victoria. This Thursday is RSPCA's Giving Day. For one day only, whatever you donate to the RSPCA to help animals in our care, our sponsors will match it. Your donation helps make it possible for our team to rescue, rehabilitate and rehome thousands of Victoria's most vulnerable animals every year. More than 90% of our funding comes from the generous support of Victorian animal lovers. So if you can, please search RSPCA. Donate this Thursday.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Eljana, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with Eljana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at Eljana. Eljana. Eljina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Noticing your hair thinning? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. Get ready to love your hair again with clinical treatment online. Feel empowered knowing you can do something about your hair loss. For stronger, healthier hair. TheHairyPill.com.au.
Hi, I'm Si.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways
and is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7, 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep MAD sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus, a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. 50 cent soft serve, $2 apple pies and $3.50 chicken and cheeseburgers.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo this weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
A long time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, rose Zach and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kiss.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Well, it's a bit of a miracle we're actually here, to be honest, tonight on the show, Zach, because things are not easy for you at the moment.
No. Yeah. There's a bug going through my house.
Mm.
Gastro.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Yep.
And that's what always puts me off with fancy restaurants.
Gastropubs, yes. Yeah. I don't get that. I don't want to, like, why would you associate it with that? It's like calling it a diarrhea pub. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think they really need to rethink that name.
But my little one is going through it at the moment, and everyone else has their fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hoping that we don't get it. We have one in the house infected currently, three that have a clean bill of health, but yep. We're just counting down the minutes.
That's it. Well, what can we do for you here, mate? Because I don't want you getting sick. I obviously don't want to get sick. What can we do?
Well, sometimes you have people swear by these kind of...
Yes.
Home remedies.
Yeah, true.
Some people call it old wives' tales.
Yep.
We don't want to be spreading that type of characterization on the show. We like to think of them as clever ideas that haven't yet been embraced by the medical world.
Yeah. No, here on the show, we're very pro-science. We just think, let's add some new stuff to science.
So what I'd like to hear, I'd like to crowdsource some kind of offbeat ideas.
Yes. Okay.
See if we could do that.
Okay.
Just to kind of avoid it.
Isn't that basically when Trump suggested in putting bleach into...
I think Joe Rogan got in trouble as well.
Yeah.
I'm not saying let's do it. I'm saying toss the ball around a little bit.
All right. Well, we're going to do that. Should we warn that there could be some misinformation after this?
Possibly. I'm very mild.
Okay. Some very...
It's about stomach bugs.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Some possible very mild medical misinformation coming up on the other side of this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Thinking about you.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Bit of chaos at my house over the weekend, Dom.
Oh, yeah.
The little guy's got gastro. My 18-month-old Finch hit with the vomiting bug. You're all in the hands on deck.
2024 has been a year of the trenches for your household.
Well, see, Peach is our older child.
Mm.
She didn't, you know, yet. Hopefully this continues. Well, at least in her younger years, she didn't vomit basically at all. Like, you know, I'd see all the gastro memes.
Right.
And, like, maybe she had one or two instances. There was a bad case on a plane once, which is the worst possible place to have it.
Yeah.
But largely, we got through unscathed. And then Finch, he just seems to catch every bug that's going past. Kids can be like this.
So
you know, you have different temperaments and different personalities and apparently different thresholds to stomach bugs.
Can you ballpark something for me here? Total guess. He's 18 months old. How many spews has he had, do you reckon, in his lifetime?
In his lifetime?
All up. Just gut feel on spews. Take a punt.
I'd be probably... So how old... He's been alive for like 75 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So probably not over 100. I'd probably say 50.
50 spews?
Well, he would have had 10 over the weekend.
Jeez. I'm not counting little baby, like, milk vomits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know, 30.
30, okay.
Maybe three or four gastro bugs. Probably three vomiting bugs.
I've not spewed in 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
So that's a lot of spews from my point
of view. You're dealing with a lot. My poor wife, Sarah, because he's so attached to her at the moment as well. He's going through a real clingy stage.
Yeah,
she's been vomited on probably four times over the weekend. And just, like, full, like, pooling situation.
Oh, jeez. But you, Sarah, and Peaches have avoided the bug so far?
So far. Yeah. So far, so good.
Do you know my dad has a story? He tells me that when I was maybe two or three, I had a real bad case of gastro. And they put me in the bath just to try to make me feel better, some warm water. And then I start vomiting in the bath. And Dad, apparently, this is how loving my dad says he was. He got in the bath with me while I was vomiting. And he tells me that story.
Why?
To, like,
take you out. That's the first thing you do.
No, to look after me, to sort of be there with me as I'm feeling sick.
Once there's vomit in the bath, you both should get out. Like, you're operating under the idea that the baby has to stay in. But that's not a rule.
Yeah, well, okay, that does make sense when you put it like that. But he's often said to me, like, you know, I did that, I was there for you, and I thought, I wouldn't do that for a child.
Now,
I don't have
thing,
children, but I wouldn't
you know,
do that.
Your dad, Richard Fay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what a guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to call his character into question.
Sure.
I'm just saying you have no way of proving it. Now, if I wanted to hold something over a child, I would make up stories about how loving I was before they could remember.
Okay, well, Peaches and Finch, if they hear this down the track in 15 to 20 years, question every story Dad's told you. Wait, ask for evidence.
Now, I'm at the moment
happy
to take on any suggestions because I think I'm in the right, you know, we're in the perfect little window here where I'm at risk of catching it.
Yes, you are.
The thing with gastro is you think you're out of the woods.
Yeah.
It goes a day, it goes 2 days, and you're like, I'm not going to get this.
This is what Taylor Swift's song Out of the Woods was about, famously. Are we out of the woods yet? Are we in the clear yet?
Gastro. Stomach vomiting bug.
That's it. Yeah.
So does anyone have any ideas on how can I avoid it? Because I feel like some people have these home remedies. I've heard Coca-Cola. People swear by it.
Coca-Cola.
As soon as this is what my sister says. As soon as there's vomiting in the house, go and drink Coke.
That seems like a marketing ploy.
Coca-Cola want to dominate. They're like, they're fearful parents.
What could Coca-Cola do?
Now, I don't know.
Do you know what might do it? And this might have been where there's the confusion. Our favorite, LA Ice Cola.
Well, that cures all.
Well, that's what I mean.
They're not allowed to say that publicly, obviously, because, you know, the medical boards are petrified of what would happen if this information got out.
But it's the elixir, really, to everything.
Yeah.
And the elixir of youth as well.
Yeah, just swish it around in your mouth a bit. We've got some outside the studio sitting on the ground at room temperature, ideal place for it.
Yep.
Maybe I should take a swig.
Maybe have a go at that. Maybe some LA Ice Cola. I mean, you gave some LA Ice Cola. You saw some skeletons in a museum, poured some LA Ice Cola over them, came back to life.
That's the behind the scenes of Night of the Museum.
That's it.
That's what Ben hasn't told us.
Yeah, that's it. LA Ice Cola is a remarkable beverage. But look, okay, so you want to know gastro cures or gastro, like, immunity?
I'll take either because I could be in both boats over the next couple of days. At the moment, I guess I'm looking for immunity, something to avoid gastro. But it is very possible that I wake up in the morning, have a bit of a stomach kind of rumble and think, "What? I need to reach for something."
All right, 131065, if you've heard of anything that might help, an old wives' tale of any sort, give us a call. We'd love to hear it.
And even legitimate medication.
Well,
that's the level I'm at.
You're up, mate, with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Just one more thing before I go. Before I let you take the throne. You go right and I'll stay left. And if you ever get too close, you'll know my name before I go. They loved me then, they love you now. But don't forget there's one more round. All the pain, I know it well, but it hasn't kept me down. You think you got me figured out? You thought you had me. You thought that I was done, but I'm stronger up again. Just one more thing before I go. Before the final curtains close. There's no telling what comes next, but these tired hands will show. You'll know my name before I go. Just one more thing before the end. No time has never been a friend. Dreamer, to the lover, to the one who needs to win. Yeah, watch out, kiss, here it comes. I say when I am done. You thought you had me. You thought that I was done, but I'm stronger up against the ropes. I'm a fighter. Before this fight is over, you'll know. Just one more thing before I go.
You're up late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract sequence stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you.
2 minutes since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine. The whole thing, I'm sure I can pass this test.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss.
I've been in the trenches over the weekend, Dom. My youngest, he's 18 months old, Finch. Yeah. He's got some type of stomach bug. I don't know what it is, but it's vomiting. Yeah. We run out of sheets. I had to run out over the weekend and get emergency sheets.
Emergency sheets.
That's the gastro level we're at.
Jeez. That's such a rough thing. And how long normally does a gastro bout last in like an 18-month-old?
I'm hoping we don't remember, and this is why you got to take notes.
Others always thought it was like a 48-hour thing.
Well, I have a feeling that last time it was 3 days.
Okay.
And we're kind of clear of that now, so I'm hoping that, we've seen the end of it.
Right. But just in case, you want to see if we can get some gastroimmunity tips or cures.
Well, I feel like I'm in the eye of the storm right now, because as it eases off for him, I feel like I'm clear that we all got out of it, my daughter and my wife as well.
Yeah.
But maybe this is just, false hope.
That's
maybe
it.
We'll wake up in the morning and we'll go, oh, no, we are hit. And so I'm looking for some ideas on things I can do to avoid it. And obviously, thorough hand washing.
Yeah, we know that one.
Goes without saying. I mean more left of field ideas.
Yeah. Look, if there's any gastro cures or immunity tips you've heard of, 131065, we have Fiona in Sydney. What's your one, Fiona? What have you heard?
Oh, look, there's the good old castor oil, but I don't know that one. That might be more for pregnancy. But there's the Hydrolite and the dried toast.
Dried? What is dried toast?
Is that during it or before?
Well, I don't know if you can really prevent it. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
No, well, that's what I'm looking for.
That's what we're looking for, Fiona.
You're never going to prevent it unless you just, put a mask on, sterilise your child, sterilise yourself.
I'm willing to do that.
Fiona, I think you misunderstood the phone topic. We were after a silver bullet cure. Mm. We heard someone would call up and say nutmeg. Have a teaspoon of nutmeg and you'll be cured. And instead, what you've done is just given us the medical opinion. That's not what we wanted. We wanted a miracle cure.
Oh, okay, alcohol then.
I'll take Hydrolite's a good idea. Anyway, I sometimes just take Hydrolite.
What?
On normal days.
Just as a drink?
No, I got the ice blocks. It's like Zupa Dupas for adults.
Buy them to put them in the freezer for this.
I put them in the freezer in case people get sick.
Mm.
But on a hot day,
you're
not going to have one? Like, if I open the freezer looking for a nice ice block and there's nothing in there, I'll have a Hydrolite. Why not? Because I get the sensation of having an icy treat and I get hydrated.
Well... Okay, we have just heard, apparently producer Samson has one of the miracle cures we might be after. What's the one you've heard of, Samson?
It is Woodroffe lemonade warmed up to room temperature, like lukewarm.
Yeah.
And you just slowly sip it.
Now, is this an Adelaide thing? What's the lemonade called?
Woodroffe or Woodroof.
So this won't work with any other lemonade brand. It's this lemonade brand.
It, that's only found in South Australia.
Oh, no, you could get away with a Schweppes.
Okay. So,
hey, hang on. Yeah. What is the chocolate brand in South Australia called?
What do you mean?
Isn't there a famous chocolate brand? Oh, it's Hague's, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
What are you going to say?
They're just all the brands down there sound very European, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Hague's. What was it? Woodroof?
Something like that, mate. I don't know.
That could be a town in Germany.
Yeah, they're a different place. I mean, there's a lot of Germans who went there.
So it is German.
I think there's a lot of Germans there. Yeah, I think that. I mean, I don't want to throw that around, but I think that's true.
So it's okay to be German. Yeah. Are you under the impression that German is a slur? That's just the nationality.
So, look, slightly warm lemonade. Slightly warmer than room temperature lemonade.
I've heard of lemonade. I used to have that as a kid when I was sick.
And as a cure or just something to make you feel better?
No, just like, I think it was to get, like, sugar into you, basically.
Gotcha.
Which was never really a problem. I was like, oh, I'll have it. Sugar's the easy one.
Well, how about this? If it does hit you, try the Hydralites. You got them on hand already. Have some warm toast and also some dry toast, sorry, and also try some slightly warm lemonade.
Mm.
And if this works, mate.
I think it has to be the Woodroof, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll ship
I'll get
some
it imported,
over.
Yeah.
We'll get to town. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs, and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning, till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans, and I'll be damned, your shit was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here. Drunk, wash up in Austin. You had love of love. You had me believing. How many months did you plan on? You go back, go bashing. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your roof stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your
you're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Coming up after this, Zach, my beloved Brisbane Lions, they did win the premiership over the weekend.
Oh,
just
my
gone.
Goodness. There's something we haven't talked about.
There is.
You've been making a promise for years about what you would do if the Brisbane Lions won a premiership. Well, it's finally happened.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at you. I can't see it.
I'll give you an update on that promise on the other side of this.
Does Dom have a tattoo on his butt? We'll find out in minutes.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Pop quiz time.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We've got a 60-second clock. We've got 10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you walk away with
$10,000 in cash. How you like that?
Valentina, it's your big moment.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What is Starbucks famous for selling?
Coffee.
Correct.
Complete the name of the film starring Tom Hanks, The Da Vinci...
Code.
Yep.
Lance Bass is a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
And the last one.
Olivia Benson is a character from which show?
Oh, my God. Law and Order?
You got it, baby.
Oh, my God, you just won $10,000.
Valentina nailed every single question, wanders off with $10,000 cash.
Oh, my God.
Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz. Melbourne's richest cash contest.
Play every morning
at 7:30.
Kiss 101.1.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Noticing your hair thinning? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. Get ready to love your hair again with clinical treatment online. Feel empowered knowing you can do something about your hair loss.
I know I can grow on with the Hairy Pill. I can grow on
Hairy Pill. For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
Eva presents the Dells Bed Frame, the world's first future-proof fabric bed. With machine-washable covers to combat accidental spills, this is the bed you can finally keep clean. Timeless design, replaceable covers, hidden underbed storage and no tool assembly. The Dells Bed always looks amazing season after season. That's Eva, thoughtful every day.
Superstar Katy Perry returns to Melbourne with All My Hits, The Lifetimes Tour, presented by Snaffle, June 12 and 13 at Rod Laver Arena. A Telstra Plus member pre-sale is on now. Go to telstra.com/tickets for more. Tour details at tegdainty.com.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo this weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the light drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack, only $52, or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52, and Suntory Minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T&Cs apply. V Collection Homes only.
Mimosa Homes.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Thinning hair? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence.
I know I can grow on with the Hairy Pill. I can grow on.
For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Taranza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000-kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, girls just wanna have fun.
Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you are done, I ain't just tryna cash out.
Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have
fun. If somebody try to get done for real, watch somebody get done for real. Baby, you a 10 and a 1 for real. You ran into some lanes, but I'm for real. You are done, I ain't just trying to cash out.
Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You can do what you want when you want. I can give you the night that you want.
Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Zach, my beloved Brisbane Lions, they have won the 2024 AFL Premiership. I have waited. I mean, a lot of people, when they care about a sporting team, sometimes you wait a long time to see your team win the Premiership, and this one's been pretty thrilling for me.
And for years, you've been promising that you'd do something as soon as the Brisbane Lions won the grand final. In fact, you told us on this show last year that you were going to do it the grand final night, and that is get your very first tattoo. Yes. You're going to get a Lions head, I think, or maybe the logo. I don't know what
I hadn't gone that far down the path of what the tattoo would actually be. All I had said, it's a bet I made with my dad, a deal I made with my dad years ago when the Lions were awful. It seemed so unlikely we'd ever see a premiership together. We've shared supporting this team together, and we said, if we ever do, let's get a tattoo together to bond the moment.
Now, my guess was always, and I said this to you, if you didn't get it done on the night, you weren't going to do it. And seeing as you haven't mentioned it, I imagine you haven't got one.
The answer that you're longing to hear is that no, I haven't yet. I will tell you, I'm adamant about this.
Oh, you're still keen.
I'm dead set about getting this tattoo.
And is your dad?
Well, this is what I want to run by you. I'm wondering if he's cooling off.
Now, did you talk about the tattoo before the game on the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the week leading up, you're like, Dad, are we still on?
Yeah, we made the agreement. He said, we're on. He gave me a thumbs up. But then what's happened since then? My dad, in a couple of weeks, goes on a holiday to the UK.
Yeah.
And Dad says to me just the other day, he goes, oh, well, I wouldn't want it to get infected before the trip. So maybe.
Is that a common thing to happen, the tattoo infection?
I don't know.
And it's not like he's gone on like a beach holiday. Like it would be all covered up, won't it?
Well, he said maybe we should just do it after the UK trip.
Okay, so he hasn't cooled completely.
Well, but here's my question. That's mid-November.
It's a bit weird.
I feel like that's him kicking it down the line so far.
Well, it's summer then.
Is what I mean, right?
You won't even be able to remember playing winter sports.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. I feel like in his mind, he knows if he chickens out now, it's not good.
Is it important for you for him to get one as well?
Yeah, that was the deal, that we both get one together.
Oh, I feel like you're now using it as an out as well. There's no reason you can't still get it.
I wanted to get one with my dad.
Yeah, that's one part of it. But another part of it is, like, most of the time you're not going to be with your dad when people see it.
Should we call him?
Yeah.
Let's give him a call right
now. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not as if there's going to be very rare occasions. In fact, you'll probably be able to count them on one hand.
Thank you for calling Richard Faye.
He's blocking our calls now. That's not worked at all.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. He knows that I'm onto him.
No, but here's the thing. There's only very few occasions in your life when you're going to actually be seen together with the tattoo. Because where are you thinking of getting it?
Probably on the bicep, I reckon.
Outside or inside?
Outside.
Oh, old fashioned.
Yeah.
On the kind of shoulder.
Yeah.
Bikey style.
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen your arm, so the fact I'll probably never see the tattoo. In fact, you could have just told me that you had it.
Yeah.
And I would have believed you, I guess, because you're wearing long sleeves, and I'd be like, you don't have to take off your shirt. So what I'm saying, though, is, like, when would you ever be together guns out? Like, no, that's not really something you and your dad do. So, you know, it's not really important that you both do it.
But it's about me seeing it and knowing Dad and I have that. And especially, like, 40 years' time when Dad's probably not around on this planet anymore, you know, knowing that that's this link I have with my dad.
So you're going to get half a lion's head.
Yeah.
And he'll get the other half. Is that what you're telling me? And when you guys press your arms together, it makes a full lion.
Okay, well, you make a bet now. Do you think it's going to end up happening? What do you think? What's your gut feel? Do you reckon Dad and I actually go through with this and end up getting
both
the tattoo?
Both of you?
Yes.
Your dad doesn't have any other tattoos, does he?
No,
neither
he doesn't.
Do you?
No.
You're not really tattoo guys.
Not
does anyone in your family, like your brothers or your mum,
no
have
one
tattoos?
Else has. No.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm just going off averages here.
Okay. I'm still pretty confident we will. I think it's going to happen.
Well, you don't even have a design. It doesn't seem like you've thought too much about it. Have you looked up places to get it, at least?
I've been flat out since the grand final.
Yeah, but you had, like, 6 months before.
Yeah,
you had last year as well. You were pretty confident they were going to win last year.
If they go back-to-back, without doubt, I'll get the tattoo. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
I'm really close tonight. And I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your
touch, your slow turning pain. Whenever I fall.
Around Australia.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
On KISS.
Ever wonder about what he's doing? How it all turned to lies? Sometimes I think that it's better to never ask why.
With Zach and Dom on KISS.
Sweet.
we barely made it. The fire's raging, but you're so beautiful and it's amazing. Cause I can taste it, our final odyssey.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Go ahead, make my day.
Are you ready?
Dom, every single day's a holiday. The problem is some of these days are lesser known. They're a little off-Broadway, a tiny bit niche. That's why we're doing our part to raise awareness of lesser known days. Each night I bring two to the show. You and I both have to pick one each to become ambassadors for the next 24 hours. These kick off tomorrow.
Well, mate.
1st of October.
Yeah, we tick over to the 10th month. I mean, how exciting. This is traditionally the day you start to see Christmas stuff in shops, October the 10th. October the 1st, sorry.
Is it?
Yeah.
You'd know because you're kind of a big Christmas guy.
Yeah, often once they hit October, that's where they start.
And because it's your birthday today, the last day of September.
It is.
And is that kind of, do you signify that as the start of Christmas?
Yeah, so my birthday is like the end of the year in a sense, and then it's like a 3-month build up to Christmas. Yeah. That's kind of it. I have my own seasons in my mind. That's how it works.
Yeah, but your own months.
Yeah, apart from that, even in my schedule.
You know, the Roman leaders did it. Why can't you invent your own months?
In saying that, I've never heard anyone else talk about the 1st of October as a holiday. What have we got?
National Hair Day. A day to celebrate hair kind of flying in the face of the baldies.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, that feels like someone trying to rub it in. To be honest.
Almost well, like, there might be a bald day. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, good call. There might well be.
We haven't come across it yet.
Is there a hairstyle you've never had that you'd love to
try? I was thinking about that today.
Yeah.
Because I heard someone talking about they were in their 30s and they've had the same hairstyle, like got the same haircut.
Yes.
Goes to the barber and says the same thing since they were 12. And I'm like, do I want to go through my life like that?
It's a good question. Probably not.
Or do I want to explore a little more?
What do you reckon? What are you thinking?
I think I should explore, but I always get so gun-shy when I'm at the barber.
Okay, can I pitch some ideas?
I never know what to do.
Bowl cut.
Oh, I got curly hair. Can I do a bowl cut?
They give it a shot. They could straighten it. I'd love to see you with straightened hair, actually. Emo fringe.
Yeah.
No, well... Yeah.
I'm not going to do an emo fringe now.
I think
I probably did do an emo fringe in high school, yeah.
What about a different colour? Are you open to going black hair, dyeing your hair black?
No.
Okay. Well, it seems you're not very adventurous at all,
mate. I don't want a novelty.
Yeah, okay.
I want to try something. You've never changed. Well, you used to get the Chandler.
Yeah, I did.
You used to go to the hairdresser and ask for the haircut of Chandler Bing because he was the highest form of suave that you could think of.
Yeah. These days, I ask for the buble.
So, do you actually?
No, I don't. But I do.
What do you do? Do you take a photo?
No, very simple these days. 4 on the sides and back, a third off the top. Just the hair off the top.
Yeah, but what happens if it's a different... Or is it the exact... Do you go at exact same times? Like, you know, 2 months apart or something?
No, I just...
It's just always a third no
always
matter what.
Third and I live with what they give me. It's that simple.
Because you kind of used to get the fade for a while.
I had the fade for a little bit.
I think you got it accidentally, though.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I don't remember. I think he asked me once if I wanted him to do the fade. And I had no idea what he was talking about, so I just said yes.
Yeah, because you came to the radio station and our boss said, oh, Dom, you got a fade. And you said, I got the what?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't an intentional decision. All right, what's the other
day? Well, this is exciting. I mean, it's been your day today.
Yeah.
As your birthday, but tomorrow, 1st of October, or we're just ticking over it now, I think.
Mm.
World Vegetarian Day, Dom.
Oh, what a day for you, mate.
Yeah, no, well, I'm happy to speak on the vegetarians. 8 years, I think.
8 years.
About, around about that. Oh, and actually, I think it was kind of, this day's about 8 years old, it looks like.
Oh, there you go. Here's a question. Do you reckon you'll ever go back? Or are you there for life?
It's from the 70s.
Are you there for life?
I mean, I don't usually make decisions for life. I make decisions day by day, don't you? And on World Vegetarian Day,
yeah.
I'm willing to say that I'll be a vegetarian by the end of the day.
Okay.
Still.
So if you cast a year in the future, yeah. odds of you being a vegetarian still?
Pretty good.
Okay, 10 years.
Yeah, pretty good, I think.
30 years.
Well, I think if I make it to 30, I'm done.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's well, that's set for life then, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you meant at 60, you're going to order a ribeye.
No, one thing I have been considering, you don't hear this talked about much, is you know how they have meat-free Mondays?
Yes.
Could you do the inverse?
Oh, no. Mate, if you're starting to think that...
No, I'm just saying...
Then the desire's begun, you're too late.
No, it's not about the desire. Yeah. It's just about, like, a little bit.
Yeah. That so, sounds like someone who's got a taste for flesh.
I don't have a taste for flesh. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense that the transition goes from you're giving up one day to suddenly
true.
You're giving up seven.
Yeah,
like,
true.
You think it would dwindle down a little bit.
All right. Well, look, you can celebrate World Vegetarian Day, I guess, because, I mean, it wouldn't make any sense to give that day to me.
Well, I think you should have a vegetarian day.
No. Gosh, that's gonna be
remember
hard.
That time you told me you're a vegetarian? I said, when did you start?
Yeah.
You said earlier today.
No, I said, that is not true.
You did.
I said yesterday.
You said earlier today.